Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you, and again we send greetings to our friends everywhere. Indeed, friends, these are perilous times, such as the Bible has indicated would precede the coming of Christ. Everywhere there is confusion, frustration, bewilderment, as the people are asking, what does the future hold? Will there be war or peace? What does the Bible say? Today there is worldwide concern for the future. The nations stand at the brink of momentous decisions. A wrong or hasty move could bring an end to civilization as we know it. Some foolishly assert that man should not be concerned about the future, but these misguided folk are ignorant of the Word of God. When the disciples inquired of Jesus concerning his coming and the end of the world, he did not avoid their question. Rather, he used the occasion to give a detailed accounting of coming events. Beloved, in every dispensation, God has revealed to mankind a knowledge of the future. To Noah, he gave warning of the flood. To Abraham, he related judgments to befall Sodom. To Daniel, he showed the course of history until Christ should appear. To the Apostle John, he gave vivid description of events, which included the awful Great Tribulation, the Kingdom Age, and eternity. If only we would open our Bibles, we would have the help of the Holy Spirit to show us God's perfect plan for this age, that men should repent of their sins and turn to Jesus Christ for eternal salvation. To fail in this purpose of Almighty God is to reap a harvest of sin, crime, war, judgment, and eternal perdition. Oh, how important, then, that men should turn to Christ before it's too late. Well, man's interest in the future is somewhat reflected in the book entitled Whither Mankind by America's greatest historian, Dr. Charles Beard. In this book, he writes, quote, "All over the world, the people who scan the horizon of the future are attempting to assess the value of civilization, speculating about its destiny. For one reason or another, the intellectuals of all nations are trying to peer into the coming days to discover whether the curve of contemporary civilization now rises majestically for a distant zenith, or in reality has already begun to sink rapidly toward the end." Now, some, like Adolf Hitler, consult the crystal ball. Others seek aid from fortune tellers and palm readers to relieve their worries and anxieties concerning their future. Some depend upon dreams for guidance, as in the case of two Georgia women who followed a hunch received in a dream, went to the racetrack at Jacksonville, Florida, where they bet on the horses and won. But what their dream did not indicate was that on the way home they might be attacked by two teenage assailants, whereupon they met death. Now, God has used dreams, as in the case of the wise men who were warned of God not to return to Herod, or Joseph, who was visited by an angel and commanded that baby Jesus be taken to Egypt. But our sure and safe guide as to the future is to be found in the Word of God, and upon reliance upon the Holy Spirit, whose ministry is to show us things to come. Of course, I've met some folk who use the Bible as a fortune-telling device. One dear woman, who gave no evidence whatever of being a Christian, related how she was in a quandary as to know whether or not to come to Florida. In her perplexity, she took a Bible, opened it, and happened to see the words, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And she accepted this as the verdict to make the journey. Well, sometimes God speaks in this way through His Word, and we would not for a moment seek to belittle sincere efforts to use the Scriptures to find guidance as concerns important decisions. But to use the Bible only as a fortune-telling instrument makes a mockery out of the Word of God. For instance, I shall never forget the time when I was preparing for the ministry at the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, this world-famous school founded by the evangelist Dwight L. Moody. One day I received a letter from the draft board, wherein it was indicated my services were needed during the dark days of the Second World War. Before I even opened the letter, I dropped to my knees to commit myself and my future to the Lord's will. After praying, I opened my Bible, and my eyes rested on the verse, "Stand fast and see the salvation of the Lord. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle." Oh, how I rejoiced to receive this message direct from the Lord. The days that followed found the draft board rather reluctant to give exemption to Bible school students, but the Lord overruled to enable continued preparation for the ministry. A letter from a New Zealand listener is typical of those who write asking questions as concerns the future. Inquires this listener, "Would you give me a chronological list of events which shall take place from the beginning of the second coming till the coming of the new heavens and the new earth?" Says this person, "I'm a little confused on the subject." Well, I find many are confused today. That confusion stems from the use of terminologies. For instance, many regard the second coming of Christ as actually being two events. He is seen first coming for his saints in the event we call the rapture. He is later seen coming from heaven with his saints to set up his kingdom. Again, there is confusion over interpretations. Some who are not fully acquainted with the Bible read certain verses and come to some false conclusions. That's why there are so many cults and sects today who use the scriptures to gain a tremendous following, but who are actually misleading the people. It is no wonder that Jesus stressed again and again, "Take heed that no man deceive you." You see, friends, God is faithful. If you come to the Word of God with an honest and sincere heart, imploring the help of His Holy Spirit, you need never be deceived. Beware of books which you can purchase from these various cults about the Bible. Take heed that no man or woman deceive you. Rather, the Word of God will be all that you need in your diligent search for the truth. Well, for a moment, let's try to answer this listener's question as to future events outlined in your Bible. Of course, time will permit only a brief outline. First of all, we believe the coming of the Lord Jesus is imminent. Although no man knoweth the day nor the hour when he shall come, there is an abundance of signs to indicate his coming to be close at hand. Israel's re-establishment as a nation, the attempt of the nations to unite into political blocks of power, the merging of various religious groups, the appearance of despotic leaders, the growth of Antichrist systems. These are all indications forecast in the Word of God to reveal our Lord's return is very near, is very close at hand. Secondly, there is the tribulation of which Jesus spoke, a time of unparalleled calamity, trouble, distress, persecution. Our Lord referred to this period as a time of affliction such as was not from the beginning of creation. Will Christians escape this tribulation period, believed to be approximately 7 years in length? We would quote from our Lord Himself, who urged us to watch therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So from the Scriptures we're led to believe it's possible to escape this coming awful great tribulation. For that reason, admonitions are given to watch, be ready, lest coming suddenly our Lord find us lukewarm, careless, worldly, or indifferent. The tribulation will find the world's most ruthless dictator reigning over the entire earth. Those who refuse to bow to his sovereign authority will be killed. The tribulation ends as the armies of earth gather together to war against these armies of saints seen coming from heaven. Our Lord, who leads the royal procession, however, does all the fighting. He merely speaks the word, and judgment befalls these armies of wicked men. Their dead bodies become the prey of wild beasts and vultures. Our Lord then comes to earth. From Jerusalem he shall establish his government over all the earth. He shall reign in righteousness, and the saints of all ages shall reign with him. Satan will have been bound so that there will be 1,000 years of peace. This 1,000-year reign of Christ we call the millennium. At the close of this period, Satan will be loosed for a little while, and ultimately he and all his followers will be cast alive into the lake of fire and brimstone to be tormented day and night forever. Eternity will have just begun as the saints will enjoy the splendor of the new heaven and the new earth. The holy city with streets of gold and gates of pearl will be our future address throughout eternity. There will be no more tears, no crying, nor sorrow, nor death. Neither shall there be any more pain, only joy and gladness in the presence of our wonderful Lord. Beloved, does it pay to be a Christian, to live wholly for Christ? Indeed it does, knowing what's ahead. And in view of our Lord's soon coming, we would urge again upon you to choose Christ, live daily for Him. Indeed, be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.